And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, the woman who agreed to change the backdrop for our show, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
I thought you would say something to acknowledge the fact that even though today is supposed to be a day without women, that I'm participating in this podcast. Not striking. But no, me agreeing to turn us 90 degrees is...
All of it was generosity on your part. Mm-hmm. The generosity of your spirit.
Thank you.
We've changed the angle. I don't know if we're going to be keeping this new angle. It looks a little bit more like a cooking show at this point, which it certainly is not. And for you listeners, no difference.
Nope.
No difference whatsoever unless the acoustics of our new position.
Hey, you never
that
know.
That could be true. Now I'm so far away from my drink, though. You notice that
we'll
over there?
Go get your drink.
No.
Do you want me to get it?
No. Okay. I want to just do the show.
I moved my drink with me.
Oh, I do want you to get it. I do, because all my notes for the show are here.
In your drink?
Yeah. No, they're right next to it. You know what's nice about the Facebook Live thing? Even when it has nobody watching, it encourages you. It says, keep going. Keep going. See, listeners, I don't need that kind of adulation or encouragement from you, because I know that you're not listening later on or are listening. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is the point. I don't know if we are now on Google, if I set up on Google Drive to set up.
Google Drive?
Yeah, I think you can put podcasts on Google Drive.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but maybe if somebody knows that, let us know.
All right.
I guess we could find out ourselves too.
Yeah.
So we'll look into that for you. And for our listeners, just to describe a little bit of what you're seeing or not seeing, Molly and I are both wearing red shirts today.
For International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm. I am also wearing red pants and red sneakers.
Yeah, this is the only... Okay, there's the proof. This is the only red article of clothing that I own. It's a Second City shirt.
Second City shirt. Talking to the mic.
Well, I had to show the shirt. It's not a great... length. I have a long torso.
Very long torso. Torso of a 6 foot tall woman.
Yes. But it is red. I don't know why I don't have more red.
I have a lot of red. You have some red clothes you wear as night shirts.
One. Yeah.
One. I have a lot of red because I'm a Nebraska fan.
Right.
And they are
I don't think I've ever had much red.
You didn't answer the big red.
Big red. I think most of my wardrobe is more in the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Family, some pink.
That makes
very little red.
Yeah, I used to wear a lot of red, and I used to look good in red when I would tan more. Somehow it went pretty well with my complexion at that point. Now it's different. Now that my skin is alabaster.
No, you're still pretty tan.
Am I? I guess I am. Out here in California, everyone's so tan.
Yeah.
Because the sun's out all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the weather.
It was, for no reason. The sports world is starting to warm up, which is good news for me, maybe not good news for the show. Molly, I don't know if it's good news for you or not. We did just recently eliminate a few sports channels from our cable package.
We did.
We had to come in there. The Turk had to come in and tell some of the channels they were cut.
Yep.
We weren't watching them enough. And ironically, as soon as we get rid of all these channels, our Netflix goes out, too. So we can't watch that.
That's been out for like over a week.
Oh, so that was before.
Yeah.
So no irony in that at all. Remove the irony. But there is a lot of, small-time sports with a lot of small schools trying to get into the NCAA basketball tournament.
Right.
And what's nice about that is it kind of brings more people into the world who actually have a vested interest. For example, yep. SUNY Albany, where I went to school.
Yep.
What they did is they cut all of the arts departments in the school.
Smart.
So the theater major that I have, the degree in theater, no longer exists at that school.
Right.
Fades away like Michael J. Fox is in the picture Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It's a non-existent major now. All the arts were taken out. They removed those so that they could build a new athletic facility to try to become a D1 football and basketball power.
Okay.
They've been to the tournament like 3 times since then. So is that a win?
I guess it depends on your priorities.
I still root for them, but I don't give money to the school because they get rid of that department.
I don't give money to my school because I have none.
Your school doesn't need the kind of money we could give. It's like that thing it's I was true. Talking about. Yeah. Like, I'm sure Tufts does have one of the biggest endowments.
Yeah.
Well, Tufts has one of the biggest endowments. Somehow that line sounds dirty.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not.
But. Yeah.
So that, people from all these little schools where it's like, oh, I went to Lehigh and they're in the tournament, or I went to
And I would
Air
imagine
Force.
That those crowds are like, if you're in a smaller school that doesn't, it's not a given. You're not Kentucky. It's not like a given
right.
you're going to be in the tournament. It's
exactly.
very exciting and there's a lot of enthusiasm and it's good for the tournament.
And all a team like that has to do is win one game
right.
in the tournament and it's kind of lives forever. At that
yeah.
point, if you pull a big upset or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe you can go even further than that. But, you know, because the expectations are so low at those schools, the achievement can be lower and still be huge.
Sure.
And then occasionally, more and more, like Butler is not a huge school.
Didn't no, but they're in there every year, aren't
and
they?
And they've made the final twice. They almost won.
Yeah.
The guy just missed a shot at the end against Duke. Oh, that would have been so sweet. But there's some other sports news, Maul.
Yes.
It probably has evaded your purview or
it has. I know what you're talking about and I just saw it on your computer.
The Tony Romo news?
Yeah.
So Tony Romo, Dallas Cowboys quarterback for the moment,
mm-hmm.
is not going to be a Dallas Cowboy starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And this has got relevance to you because you're from Dallas.
Right.
Also, your sister, there was that guy
her
at
friend's
her wedding.
Husband looks like Tony Romo.
Oh, my God, does he look like
yeah.
Tony Romo.
And lives in Dallas, so I'm yeah. sure he hears it quite a bit.
The only difference is this guy's about 5'8", 5'9", maybe, and does not look like an NFL quarterback.
No.
Although Tony Romo, to be fair, doesn't necessarily look like a huge, you know, if you see LeBron James walk past you, you know that guy
right.
is a professional athlete. Tony Romo could actually be a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who looks like him.
He's going to have to move, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to have to move.
Well, now, is the main reason that he was released is just because he's been injured so much?
And they have this guy, Dak Prescott,
oh, right.
who is a rookie, who replaced him because he was hurt. And he will cost like $30 million mm. if they keep him on the team.
Right. So what's going to happen to him? Is he going to go anywhere or is
yeah.
he just sort of...
He's going to go probably to Denver is my guess. Do what
okay.
Peyton Manning did.
Like, does he still have good years left in him?
If he does not get hurt, there's a few questions. He may also go to Houston
mm-hmm.
because Houston has an easier road to the playoffs than Denver because the other teams in Houston's division are not good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's less competition and a better chance to make it to the playoffs. And it's also closer to Dallas. I don't think he wants to move very far.
Sure.
Does he have a family?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
Jessica Simpson?
No.
Not anymore?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. That was a part of their... They did date, right?
Yes. Yeah. Wasn't she like a curse when she was at
yes.
games they would lose?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And your folks are Cowboys fans, kind of.
My mom is.
Your mom is. Your
yeah.
dad kind of is a little bit. I think he's more of a general sports fan.
Yeah.
Your mom tries to talk some Cowboys sports
mm-hmm.
once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's commendable. A lot of times
sure.
people try to talk sports with me.
They're intimidated?
I have an intimidating amount of sports knowledge.
Yeah.
Which is a real lame thing to have. Do I have real bad coffee breath?
Yes, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Why? Can you see my eyes watering when you talk to me?
Little coffee crystals were forming on your
Folgers,
eyes.
Right? Folgers crystals?
Folgers crystals were, which I'm going to send this coffee back. This was not Folgers when I drank it. Yeah, that's. I can taste it. There's a lot of dryness.
It's a lot. It's
I got
lot
a dry
of
mouth.
Breath. Yeah. Okay. Thank
it's
you.
It's not only coffee.
All right. Stop turning to me to talk.
I ate some hard eggs today.
Oh.
They weren't hard boiled. They were just hard. They were uncooked hard.
All right.
Petrified
All right.
eggs. I
okay.
think they're called. You ever? Yeah, we went through the petrified forest.
Yeah.
It's a cool place. If you're ever there. Look it up.
This podcast sponsored by
Petrified Forest.
Forest.
In
national
fact,
park.
We're sponsored by all the national parks
That's
today.
Right.
Okay?
Great.
Go to a national park.
Yeah.
Before they start drilling.
Right.
That's around the corner. No political. Also, Tim Tebow back playing baseball again. What do you know about Tim Tebow, Maul?
He's back playing baseball again.
What else do you know about him beyond that?
Well,
tell
me
things you know about him.
He was a college football player.
Yes.
He won the Heisman.
Yes.
And he went to the... I want to say it's in Ohio, the team he went to.
The team he played with in college?
No. He was in Florida for college.
Yes,
right?
He was. Very good. This is nice. I like to quiz you sometimes and see what you know. I'm often surprised.
But I'm trying to think what
NFL team he went to?
Or was it Denver?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He went to Denver.
And it didn't go very well.
It actually, his statistical performance wasn't that good. The wins and losses were not that bad. And he actually won a playoff game against Ben Roethlisberger on a long touchdown pass in overtime, which was kind of crazy, just mm-hmm. like a fluke play.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was the best throw of his career at mm-hmm. the biggest moment, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he won a playoff game, and then then Peyton Manning came in, and he was tossed out of Denver,
right?
Because ultimately, he is a good team leader, mm-hmm. rah-rah guy, but does not have the skills necessary to play in a complicated league like the NFL.
Yeah.
But he got other chances, and just because of his, you know, his grit or his wherewithal, he was able to stick around far beyond what he, you know, he's a guy who maximized his abilities.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Does that happen very often that someone wins a Heisman and then gets to the NFL and
yes.
is like, this isn't working?
Yes. Heisman Trophy winners do not have an incredible record in the NFL.
Interesting.
Now, you have some like Marcus Allen.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, Heisman. Certainly. Both of them from USC. Billy Sims. Barry Sanders. Those are guys who played really well. But Peyton Manning never won a Heisman. And Tom Brady certainly never won a Heisman. And guys win Heismans in college. In college, the difference in talent is so great that if you are a team that is just more talented than everybody, like Alabama now,
mm-hmm.
I could play quarterback at Alabama.
Okay.
And we would win 8 games.
Because the team
yes.
is so good.
Yes.
And so sometimes the weakness of the quarterback is not evident because...
Right. And a guy like that, like a guy for Nebraska won, his name's Eric Crouch, about my size.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly much faster, quicker, stronger, and all that stuff.
Just talk that way.
But he couldn't be a quarterback in the NFL because he was too small. But because he played on that talented Nebraska team, their linemen were so big, he could just run behind them. In the NFL, everybody's big.
Right.
In college, you can have a talent gap, and a quarterback can benefit from that.
Right.
So, no, it does no guarantee. And, in fact, oftentimes the Heisman winner goes on to have very little NFL career.
Okay.
Defensive players who finish in the top 5 in Heisman voting
mm-hmm.
usually do very well, though.
Okay.
Charles Woodson, Nkamadon Sue, Bob Brown, I think, are a few.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Tim Tebow's playing baseball?
With the Mets, which many people think is a publicity stunt because the Mets are one of the few baseball teams whose owners really don't have any money because they lost all their money in a Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme.
Is he in
spring training.
Okay.
So they brought him down there because people will come to the games to watch him play.
But he will probably play for a minor league team, right?
He may not even do that.
Oh, okay.
He may play for a minor league team.
Did he play baseball in college?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Right. So every kid who's a quarterback in college football at that level could probably play all 3 sports in their high school. You know, like the star of every high school team doesn't even play college football.
Sure.
So, he was a good baseball player in high school, but so was my brother.
Right. And look at your brother now.
Well, he ain't at Mets camp.
No, he ain't.
He ain't. If he threw a knuckleball, though, still time.
Oh, Joe, your breath is so awful.
This is This is Women's Day, and all I'm getting from you is complaints.
Just cheat out. Just don't. There's no need for you to turn to me to talk.
Well, now I want to.
It is so. I mean, you are 2 feet from me, and it is so potent.
This is awful for me.
For you.
Well, now everyone. Ah, oh. That would have been our sponsor if there had been any liquid in there. No, that's fine. I'll talk out. We have to work on this arrangement a little bit, too. Today was kind of just, you know, rigged up.
Yeah, well, it's been a busy day.
It has been. I'm going to tell you one more sports thing, Molly, and okay. We'll see what you think about it. It's been very sportsy, our show today.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So, do you know who Barcelona is?
It is a little boy who spreads magic across the land. Do I know who Barcelona
what,
is?
What Barcelona is?
It's a city in Spain.
Okay, and in sports world, Barcelona has a very famous...
soccer team.
Yes, they have a famous basketball team, I guess, too. But talking about the soccer team. So they're in this competition.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Champions League.
Okay.
And they play two games against each team, so they each get a home game, so it's fair.
Okay.
And then they add up the scores of the two games
to
determine the winner. And if there's a tie, the team that scored more goals on the road advances.
Okay.
So they lost 4-0 mm-hmm. in the first game to Paris Saint-Germain.
Okay.
So basically they're done. 4-0 is a blowout. Today, and they were winning 1-0 at the halftime, and then they got up to 4-0
mm-hmm.
and then they got up to 5-0
Oh boy. In Paris?
No, they're in Barcelona.
Oh. Then, then
Paris scored one goal, 5-1. So Paris is winning now because they have more goals on the road.
Right.
Barcelona scored their last two goals in extra time,
mm-hmm.
including a sixth goal to make it 6-1. And in the second half, they won 5-1. Six goals and a half.
Wow.
It's never happened before.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of a comeback.
Wow.
So that
Wait.
Was...
That kind of a comeback or that many points and a half?
That many points and a half has happened. That
okay.
kind of a comeback.
Got
no
it.
Team has ever won the second thing after being down 4-0 in the first.
Okay. Well, good for them.
So that was record breaking.
Yeah.
Soccer, not you're not big on soccer.
Eh.
Who plays for Barcelona?
Don't know.
He's the best player in the world.
Messi?
Yes-y. Good. Very good. I'll give you $1 million if you can name any other player on that team.
I don't know.
Luis
Guzman.
Oh, that could be. Suarez is who I was thinking of. Oh. He's the guy who bit the Italian guy.
What about? It's not
Neymar.
No,
because he's also on Barcelona.
I don't know.
Were you going to say a guy?
No. What was the thing?
Don't say Pele.
No. What is it you used to say about Fabi? It wasn't. But it's not Fabi Alonso. It wasn't the guy's name.
Xavi.
Oh, that was
Xavi Alonso. Xavi. You know, Xavi Alonso was on Barcelona.
Really?
Yes.
I could add $1 million.
Yeah. When Spain won the World Cup, those two guys were on the team, and Spain played what was called tiki-tac, which means they would just kick it back and forth a lot.
Right.
All over the place. And those two guys had the ball a lot, so the announcer would often be like, Xavi Alonso. Xavi Alonso.
So when we had a cat named Fabi, often Joe would go,
Fabi Alonso. And back and forth. And that's the soccer game. Listening to soccer on the radio is not exciting.
Mm.
It's like listening to someone baking on the radio.
I got to tell you, I can't follow any sports on the radio. Maybe baseball.
Baseball, because it's pitch for pitch. Each play is its own little thing.
But nothing else.
Yeah, any sport that has a lot of movement simultaneously, like basketball, constant movement. The guys who can call that, it's a gift.
Yeah.
To be able to identify people that quickly and describe what they're doing in a way that the audience can follow it. Yeah, baseball is pretty easy. That's why... what's his name?
Vin Scully.
That's why I don't have a very good Vin Scully, but he could do it by himself because
yeah.
it's one pitch at a time.
Right.
For the job I used to work at, I kept constantly trying to pitch Vin Scully profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that he's killed off all his partners over the years so that he would be by himself. They never wanted to do those things.
Could have saved the show.
I don't think so. Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got. You got anything to... Oh, because of today being International...
Thank you.
Women's
Merci.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
Or as they say in France, Women's Day International.
Wow.
Right?
Someone in France probably talks like that.
Yeah. We're going to cut it a little short and give Molly some time to nap, quite frankly.
It's true.
It is.
It's true.
But you can listen to us maybe on Google Play or whatever it is. Look that up. Someone told me we're on iTunes Television.
Oh, my God.
Apple
iTunes,
TV?
Yes, Apple. If you have the Facebook app on Apple TV, you can watch us on your TV.
You can see why this show is so poorly produced.
iTunes Television.
Come on.
We'll be back Friday.
We'll be back Friday. And then this weekend we'll do our picks special where our daughter will pick her brackets.
Great.
Look forward to that. Follow us on all the things. They're still spreading the word about
us.
But you can stop Facebook. Stop spreading
Just
the word
because
it's over.
It's very sad.
And as always, listeners, you get to quit first. We'll be right back.